I want to put the spotlight on sport for a moment. I want to speak to Martin Kilman. Martin, good morning.
Good morning. Very nice to hear my name pronounced correctly.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank
you. Doesn't happen in England.
Because over there on Match of the Day and everything, they call you Keown.
They call me Keown, actually, yes.
They have no idea how to. But right. you're a former Gaelic footballer, Martin, and not everyone would have known that.
No one knows that other than me and you. yes, I had a couple of my uncle used to run the GAA team in Oxford, and there were some big games here. There were lots of Irish people, of course, came over to Watford and Luton, and they were sort of epic games around that period.
And at this moment in time, of course, you're constantly associated with being part of the legendary Arsenal Invincibles. You're a presenter and pundit on the likes of Match of the Day. Your word is listened to. People believe what you're saying. You're much more balanced, if you don't mind me saying, in your football analysis than you might have been going in for the odd tackle.
You're quite right. I changed into something different when I went onto a football pitch. Had to. That was the sort of environment we were in, and it was kind of, I wasn't posing for photographs, shall we say. I was, you know, it was all action, foot in. I played with a lot of aggression, determination. I look back at some of that, and you can't apologise for how you were. I tried to be balanced, tried to be fair with all the teams, and I really enjoy the job that I have now. And today I'm with McDonald's and with the FA, this grassroots initiative for fun football centres, which we're launching. And so, again, it's great to see new people stepping out into football for the first time, enjoying themselves and having fun. And that's what football's about. That's what life's about.
Yeah, there's some great initiatives at the moment. McDonald's obviously sponsoring one of the main ones in this part of the world to get kids involved, whether it's little boys, little girls. Football is such a great sport. You shouldn't think about, oh my goodness me, am I going to be on £200,000 a week? You should be thinking about having fun and being healthy.
That's exactly it. You know, and we're sort of targeting it with this initiative for 5 to 11-year-olds and people that perhaps haven't played before. We fully expect them to probably have played. It's just a bit more structured, a little bit of coaching, controlling the ball, and not too much, because we want the kids to express themselves and enjoy themselves and have fun with their mates and in their local communities and enjoy being out in all weathers, as the weather is in Ireland. Very often the wind's blowing, it's raining, and it's invigorating to get out there away from their PlayStations and all of the other sort of distractions that are out there now. Be a part of the community, go and play football, and you never know, there might just be a little George Best that sort of pops out of nowhere, or Pat Jennings, goalkeeper. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
It certainly would. Thankfully, Michael O'Neill's doing a great job with what he has at the moment, and we're getting a great kick out of Northern Ireland, and of course the fans here support the Republic of Ireland as well. There's plenty to look out for, plenty to support, but primarily our eye is always drawn to the Premier League, and here, you know, Manchester United have a massive following. I support City myself. There are numerous people who follow Arsenal and Liverpool, Chelsea. On the run in, and I know that you're probably hoping as a gunner that Tottenham won't beat City over the next few weeks. But how do you see those couple of games going?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because perhaps that was the one game City could afford to lose against Spurs. With those three matches that are coming up, they play Palace this weekend, and it's clear for City. It's the first time. It was interesting. Guardiola, his philosophy is to attack and at all costs, and he played suddenly with Gundogan sitting in midfield with Fernandinho in that first game against Spurs, and they had the handbrake on. It must have been very difficult for Guardiola because he wants to attack at all costs normally, and I think he had one eye on the Liverpool game last year. This time last year, Liverpool were 3-0 up at half time in that quarter-final, that, of course, City got knocked out of it. So he's trying to manage his way through this. It's sort of so many games for them. So they go to Palace, and I think now it's win-win-win now, and attack, 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 and that's what they'll do, City. They know what's in front of them. They're a goal behind. The second leg against Spurs is going to be mouth-watering, and I expect them to come out on top, actually, against Spurs. Harry Kane's injury is huge for Spurs. But City, we're witnessing something really very special with the quality of football that they have. Surprised Sane's not playing at the moment. He's got to come back in. But I'm going to back City. I don't think they'll win all four trophies, but they'll get past Spurs in this next round.
Do you think Liverpool will win the Premier League?
Well, I backed Liverpool to win the Premier League at the start of the season, and it's it's difficult when you sort of, you know, you look through the fixtures and try to see, you know, Liverpool have got, I think they play Chelsea, don't they, at home. They've got to play...
well, they've got to play a lot of small teams. They've got to play teams like Huddersfield, I think, and Burnley. I think
I'm trying to find Chelsea's the only, trying to find their fixtures.
Yeah, but yeah, Chelsea's the only massive team that they still have to play.
I know, but you know, it's the pressure that you're under, and this time of year, it seems to get more difficult for Liverpool. You know, I ideally would like to see Liverpool win that. You know, we're supposed to be impartial, but I think actually for the greater good of the game, City could just dominate for the next 10 years if they were to win it again now. Van Dijk's been absolutely magnificent at the back for them, a player I really admire. And he could have gone to City, and almost thank God he didn't do that, because you don't want to see total dominance from one particular team. But Liverpool have a really good chance of doing it. It becomes like a tug of war with, you know, we did this with Manchester United for quite a few years, and you're watching their result, and if that momentum, if they lose a game, suddenly that rope starts to come your way and you feel that you've got the energy now to win it. And there's going to be lots of twists and turns. I think this weekend is Chelsea, isn't it, that Liverpool play?
Yeah, they play Chelsea, and then they play obviously the Porto game, but they have Cardiff, they have Huddersfield, Newcastle and Wolves. That's their run-in.
Yeah, well, that's all very winnable. Very winnable. But, you know, Wolves have been in good form. I think people are saying about Chelsea, well, if you look at Chelsea, and Arsenal have lost 6 away games this season, but so have Chelsea. So, you know, and they lost 6-0 against City away. So it's again Liverpool, but Liverpool never do anything very easy. You know, it's always been quite difficult, and sometimes maybe, you know, when it's more difficult, it tastes better for you and you start to believe it, that it's going to be yours. And I'm sure that's where Liverpool are. So this is going to be an epic. It's too difficult really to say, I went with Liverpool at the start of the season and I'm not going to change my mind.
I have a horrible feeling you might be right. Martin, great speaking to you. Thanks for coming on the programme. And I think the country here love watching you whenever you're analysing the games and giving your very balanced tuppence worth. But thanks for coming on this morning. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's Martin Keown, the former Arsenal and England international footballer, and a man, yes, who played a bit of Gaelic football before the Gunners discovered him over in Oxford, of all places. Right, 0289 033 105, 077 66 105 105. This is the U105 phone-in, heading towards the news at 11 o'clock.